Now, what is it about Christmas shopping that makes people spend more money than they would, say, during a Black Friday sale or a Boxing Day sale?
Yeah, look, Christmas is a really big spend opportunity. And the reason that we spend a lot during this period is because we feel happy. And unlike Black Friday and Cyber Monday, where we're really talking about more transactional kind of deal hunting behavior, consumers during the Christmas period are really psychologically drawn in. We think about fond family memories, the happiness of our childhood that we had, and that really encourages us to spend more than during those regular transactional periods, Black Friday and so on. It's about the heartstrings.
When it comes to those Black Friday sales and those Boxing Day sales, I put the war paint on. Like, I'm ready to go. I've got to hunt for those deals. There aren't those emotional ties, for sure.
No, that's right. Yeah, Christmas is much more, in a sense, irrational. I mean, we like to think of ourselves as rational purchasers, you know, hunt out the deal, check the price, make sure we're getting a good deal. But really, at Christmas time, we're just drawn in by the emotions. We think about family and friends and what we'd like to give to them and how they'd feel receiving those presents. And really, that is the key psychological kind of point to trap us into the spending cycle at Christmas.
Now, research has found that consumers prefer online shopping these days to in-store. What is it psychologically that drives this? Because, I mean, one would assume that the instant gratification that people get in a store when they can walk away with their purchase is something that they want.
Yeah, it's pretty counterintuitive, actually, but it's almost like the more we wait, the more we want. So online spending at Christmas in Australia is a really big business. It's $7.6 billion is spent in December online.
Oh my God.
It's got to do with this kind of younger generation that checks the inbox, the email inbox daily, has a look at all those deals that are filtering in, wants to sniff out the bargain, spends hours sniffing out the bargain. It becomes kind of a sport in itself, you know, looking for these deals. And what really happens is you're looking for the bargains, you find something, that thing you really want to buy, you buy it, and then there's this anticipation and this wait for it to arrive in the mail. And that wait period and anticipation actually creates a lot of excitement in consumers. You know, when it arrives at the door, you know, possibly hidden under your front doormat so your partner or friends or family don't see it, it's actually an exciting kind of process and people really enjoy that. In fact, in America, some of the research found that 66% of consumers actually felt much more excitement buying online and waiting for the parcel to arrive than buying in store.
Wow.
So yeah, counterintuitive, but big business.
Big business. Yeah, no, my mailman, she became my absolute favourite person this Christmas, the woman who delivers packages.
I have to agree. In fact, my mail person actually bought us Christmas gifts.
Oh my gosh.
So not only am I waiting for my parcels that I bought online, but I'm also getting gifts from my post person.
Oh, that's amazing.
Quite incredible.
Gifts from the postie. I love it. Now,
right.
Retailers use and are known to use the psycholinguistic cues to get us spending. Can you tell us a little bit about that and this lingo and how it affects our thinking patterns and how it can be used to kind of stimulate that spending?
Yeah, sure. It's unavoidable. I'm sure you've seen it. I've seen it. Everyone's seen it. Limited edition, bundle offer, Christmas edition set, you know, one day only. Don't miss out. Hurry by now. So these are some of the psycholinguistic tools that are used to create excitement in the consumer's mind and encourage immediacy, you know, a purchase now, a sense of urgency. What these things do is they tap into the consumer's brain effectively and give us a hit of a chemical called dopamine. That dopamine leads to a rush of adrenaline and it becomes what we call the shopper's high. It's the excitement you feel when you see that bargain and you've got to go in now and you've got to buy it. So it's actually a chemical process that those psycholinguistic tools trigger, and it becomes, you know, pretty difficult to avoid the deal. We all fall trapped and victim to buying from sales.
Absolutely. Is there anything we can do to snap out of the shopping spending trance around this time of year, or is it just something that we have to accept and roll with?
Yeah, it's pretty hard. The marketers do tend to win. look, there is actually an interesting trend. And when we talk about fear of missing out, FOMO, fear of missing out, the anxiety we feel that encourages us to purchase, there's actually been a reversal of that. And there's a new trend called JOMO, which is the joy of missing out.
Oh.
And what this sort of taps into is the idea that consumption and overconsumption can be psychologically toxic for consumers. 55% of Generation Y, the younger generation, tend to worry about their financial future and worry about money daily.
Hmm.
But the joy of missing out says that you can actually be content and live in the present with what you already have. You don't need to engage in the excesses of consumption and hyperconsumption. You can actually disengage from the sales pitch process and try to just enjoy what you have and the friendships that you have as well.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Whether or not you're successful at doing that, I'm not entirely sure. I'm not. But this is a way to kind of avoid the marketing psychological trap of spending at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And some people have been successfully doing this.
Absolutely.
In fact, travel, which is one of the major spend categories for 2020, has a new category called JOMO travel. People who go for kind of disconnected travel experiences where they're not hooked in 24/7 to their Wi-Fi and to their phone and to their devices to try and get away from the hype of consumption.
Oh, wow. I'm really confused now because I know I spent too much money, but maybe I shouldn't have spent so much money, but I enjoyed spending the money. And I'm
so that's like you fell victim to FOMO, but really you should have been doing JOMO.
Yeah, I was totally a FOMOer, but maybe next year I'll have to be a JOMOer. Jana, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Have a great day.
You too.